Nolte, sexist HuffPost smears Taylor Swift as anti-feminist for being competitive. By John Nolte on June 19, 2024. The sexist, far-left HuffPost is smearing Taylor Swift as anti-feminist for being too competitive against other girl musicians. In other news, HuffPost is still in business. Fans are calling out Taylor Swift for being anti-feminist, reads the sexist headline. The girls are giving Miss Swift the bombastic side eye. And for a very good reason, reads the sexist sub-headline. Here's what the sexist cry-bullies are cry-bullying over. Back in April, Swift released her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department. Of course, it sold a gazillion copies or downloads or streams, or whatever it's called these days. Soon after, Billie Eilish announced she would release her new album on May 17. So what did Swift do? The day before Eilish's May 17 release, Swift released three new editions of The Tortured Poets Department, which ensured Eilish did not have a number one album. It gets better. After it was reported that Charlie XCX's album Brat was on pace to hit the top spot on the UK charts, Swift dropped six new versions of Tortured Poets exclusively in the UK, which stole the number one spot from poor Charlie XCX, whoever that is. HuffPost has some prissy, uptight deep thinks on all this. I'm disappointed that Taylor Swift seemingly would try to block Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish from achieving the top spot on the charts. Given Swift's immense status in the music world, it feels unnecessary and somewhat selfish to use these tactics to keep rising to the top. She has already accomplished so much and has a massive fan base that ensures her success. You'd think Swift would be celebrating and embracing new talent, not trying to overshadow them. Her focus should be on enjoying her well-earned success and supporting emerging artists. By doing this, she could help foster a more inclusive and supportive music industry where everyone has a fair shot at the spotlight. By the way, that was written by a guy. This absurd mentality is one of the reasons why entertainment is so objectively awful today. Most movies suck. TV is either lousy or another version of Law and Order, a procedural. The music industry is all but dead. Why? Because instead of the fierce and cold-blooded competition that demands you be great if you want to survive and stand out, people are cry-bullying about fair and inclusive and selfish. Obviously, Taylor Swift's talent has a lot to do with her success. But there are all kinds of talented people out there who you've never heard of because they lack something else Swift has. The obsessive drive and second-to-none work ethic to stay on top. Forget the songwriting and concerts. Purely as a businesswoman, Taylor Swift is an absolute force of nature. She's not only looking to sell music, she's looking to make history, to attain immortality through her accomplishments, to sell more music and more concert tickets than anyone else, man or woman. She wants it all, and the best example she can set for America is going for it. And here's what is so gross about this HuffPost piece. Had Swift pulled those same moves to crush male musicians, HuffPost would be all slay, queen. Which brings me to the sexism. You want to talk about ruthlessness in the music business? Read about Mick Jagger, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, John Lennon. But no one would ever tell a man to give up a benchmark to help out the Brotherhood. I don't have much use for Taylor Swift or her music, but I have nothing but respect for her instincts, competitiveness, and staying power in a business that chews up and spits out musicians like day-old bubblegum, especially in the post-Napster era. You want to improve and salvage the music business? Encourage everyone to be as ruthlessly competitive and ambitious as Swift. This ups everyone's game, and how is that bad for the art or the business? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.